Wungarari Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra Waraji.
Yuma, good morning. Wonderful to have you on Ngunnawal Country around Queanbeyan and the ACT. My name is Adam Shirley at the bustling hive that is the Bean Central Cafe, where Mornings is presenting on Monaro Street in Queanbeyan today. If you're a parent who's currently on a school run, you'll know there could be one or two drop-offs. You're not quite sure perhaps who the teacher might be in your school, because there is a chronic shortage of teachers across the region at various year levels. There is a lot of popularity for this region to live. That means a lot of kids need a decent education, and there are some pressure points at the moment. We've been talking about the teacher shortage that exists in the ACT right now. Not many casual leave teachers on the books, classes having to merge to counter that lack. It's not just an ACT problem. As we've been hearing about in New South Wales, Queanbeyan, for instance, there are similar challenges. Last week, we spoke to Henry Rajendra, the New South Wales Teachers Federation Deputy President, when staff at Queanbeyan West Public School walked off the job because they had had enough of the shortages and the situation they were placed in when there weren't enough backup teachers to step in. We're having a close look today at preschools, that crucial starting age to getting, well, your view of the world, your understanding of life. I wonder how you find preschool generally, if you're a parent, if there are the appropriate teachers and services in your local. Is there a bit of an issue with people coming in and being able to teach every day? If you are a teacher, how do you find that climate? Two people who are able to tell us a little bit about how it is here in the Queanbeyan region are Toby Edmonds, who's chair of the Queanbeyan and District Preschool Association. Toby, what a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming by today.
Thanks for having us.
And alongside Toby is Managing Director of the Queanbeyan District Preschool Association, Nikki McCarthy. Nikki, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
How important is the early childhood development of Queanbeyan kids generally?
Well, evidence shows us that preschool makes a huge difference. There's extensive studies showing that the great benefits, especially for children that are in those vulnerable circumstances. We have a small parent-led not-for-profit preschool, and we have 36 qualified educators that work for us, and we have 258 places that we offer each year to the local area.
Do they generally fill up?
Yes, they do. Mm. At the moment, we have a waiting list of over 570, so it basically equates to, for every child that receives care through us, one misses out at least.
So you've got,
more.
Hang on, double the waiting list to the number of places you can actually offer.
Yes. We provide community-based care, so it is more affordable to a lot of our families who do face the vulnerable circumstances. So we are very much in demand, but we just don't have the places for the demand at the moment.
To my eye too, it probably says a bit about quality. People will come and want to wait for a reason, that the children at this age do get a quality of education. How hard is it to maintain that quality?
We have to ensure that we have the highest quality of teachers working for us. We're very fortunate in the fact that we have some teachers that have been with us for up to 30 years. And these teachers are very passionate and dedicated, and it's all about helping the most vulnerable children in our community and giving them the best opportunity. We have a particularly large number of children with additional needs, and we're very proud of the fact that we always staff our rooms higher than the expected ratios to allow for that. Now, we receive some funding for that from the government to help us support these children with additional needs, but obviously it's financial management on our part to actually make sure that we cover the shortfall so that we can still ensure that these children are getting extra care and extra support from local agencies and ourselves.
Toby, you're a parent yourself, you've got a few in tow, also chair of the Queanbeyan District Preschool Association. Why were you passionate enough to get involved?
For all of those reasons, like those studies about early education and preschool and the need, the benefit that you get later on in life is massive. It's a not-for-profit organisation, and I think all of these things only work if we step up and volunteer to do them. So we've got a really great committee, all of the parents on it really passionate, and they all dedicate their time to do that work.
You know, through a couple of different representatives, I think the SES was one, Lish was talking to a few locals who were talking about how just willing they were to give in a volunteer capacity, maybe on a low paid capacity, to these crucial sort of community roles. What do you think is the big difference of parents like you and many others who contribute your time to something like the Preschool Association?
I think at the end of the day, because it's not for profit, it wouldn't run. So we have a charter that basically says if we don't have a quorum of a committee, the whole thing folds, and that means three preschools fold and those sorts of things. So it's crucial that everybody steps up and plays a part, and a lot of parents who aren't part of the committee contribute to things like fundraising or donate their time in other ways to help renovate preschools or do gardening or help reading with the kids. So it's, yeah, it is definitely a community event.
The demand that Nikki talked about earlier, I mean, how hard is that to manage, overseeing it as a chair and trying to make sure as many children as possible can get access to quality preschool education?
It's a big challenge. Ever since I started on the committee, we've been trying to build a new preschool and we've had a few false starts. One of the things that's the challenge is actually finding the land or the space to build a new preschool. So at the moment, the three preschools that we operate are on two on council land that we lease from council, and one we lease from the church. Up until now, we haven't owned any of our own buildings.
How receptive is QPRC council to you having the chance to own a patch of land to build what is another needed preschool?
There was some land on offer that had some buildings on it, so we'd done some really thrifty, careful financial management over the last few years to try and build a new preschool. And we were in a position that we could buy a property that we'll look to build three new classrooms on. So that'll take 120 kids off that waiting list that Nikki described. Council has also leased us a parcel of land in Queanbeyan West out near Hoover Road. And we've got a development application in with council at the moment that's pending to get another preschool built there.
Keenly awaiting the progress of that, I presume. Do you have any insight as to how far down the line the decision is there?
Not a final decision. There were some overland flooding issues associated with that land, and so we've had to resolve those. As of last week, I think those flood studies have gone into council, so it's just sitting with them now to wait for approval.
Well,
so
Peter Teggett's going to be here in 5 minutes or so. I wonder if you might give him a polite tap on the shoulder to inquire about that.
Look, he, you know, I'm sure he'll probably know where that's up to. So, yeah.
You're hearing this morning from Toby Edmonds, Chair of the Queanbeyan District Preschool Association. Alongside him is its Managing Director, Nikki McCarthy. Adam Shirley with you from Bean Central on Monaro Street. Queanbeyan Central, really, on what is a thriving morning on a Wednesday. The sun's even made its presence felt, so metaphorically and literally shining on the Queanbeyan region. Nikki, I saw you smiling in recognition, perhaps, of a few of those hoops, the necessary hoops that Toby Edmonds was explaining you have to jump through. Just how pressing is this need, if you could summarise that?
There is just no way to summarise. It's just we need to be able to provide care for these children. And my vision is always ahead of 12 months, 18 months. What do we do when we get the next preschool completed? We're hoping to have the fourth preschool open next year. But obviously we have to actually go through the construction process. And in the meantime, Toby and I are already discussing what other possibilities are there in the future. Where could we find potential funding opportunities or support for us to expand the association so that we can meet the need of the community?
Just how well understood do you think from the outside is it that Queanbeyan is such a popular place for young families who see its attractions and see it as such a wonderful place to bring up their family?
Well, I can speak from personal experience. I moved up here from Melbourne in January and came here for the role, and the community is amazing here. It's a real mixture of people that work and live in the area, and it's a really dynamic area. You've got the old families that have been here for many, many years, a lot of young professionals moving into the area, and the rate of growth is just insane.
What
here.
A change up from Melbourne, though, for you.
Massive, massive. But
a good one?
Tree change, best thing I ever did.
Toby, you've been here a bit longer. In summary to you, why does it matter so much to provide more and appropriate preschool care to the families, not just the children, but the families in this Queanbeyan region?
I guess it's giving everybody that opportunity for a great start in life. Like, education is the one thing that will change people's social place in
society. They call it social
society.
Mobility, but I guess you're
social
talking
mobility.
About someone's
and
opportunity in life, basically.
That's exactly it, and we know that makes a big difference. Like kids that go to pre-kindergarten, preschool, by the time they get into their 20s and 30s, that actually makes a massive financial difference in terms of where that takes them through their education and then the jobs and things that they can do. So I think that's critical, that everyone gets that opportunity. You were asking before, are people aware of this growth in Queanbeyan? And I think the answer is yes, in terms of we know Queanbeyan's growing. Mm. There's a huge development pressure and we know there's lots of developments happening. But it's how do we fit and factor preschools into each of those developments? Preschools aren't run as a government entity. They're run as not-for-profits or they're run as businesses.
So they can be easy to miss from the outside.
They can be easy to miss from the outside because they're not represented at planning forums, they're not represented in those things. And so I think it's really important that we somehow get into that early planning so there's a spot for preschools in the future.
Yourself, Nikki, and the crew, I'm sure, will continue that representation at council level. We'll track with interest whether these developments come off to expand the chance to give more kids in this region a good start in life. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by today.
Thanks a lot.